have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord tonight. Listen, that song says he got a situation. And I know that God, whatever kind of situation or whatever circumstance you find yourself in, I'm telling you tonight that God is a deliverer. Amen. And he will deliver on time. How many of you know that he is an on-time God? Hallelujah. Job said it may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. So I'm telling you tonight that God is on time. He's always on time. Even if he has to come at 11:59 and have to be there for 12 o'clock, he's still on time. He's a God, my God. He's a man, oh, Lord. It's, oh, my God, I'm shot up, I say. I feel God tonight on this word. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm not going to try to rush into it. Amen. Facebook has been acting up. Everybody knows, you know, things have been down. I couldn't post on yesterday. I was trying to post just a few minutes ago, so I think it may go through. For those of y'all, go ahead and call a neighbor, dial a neighbor, dial a friend, and let them know that I'm on the air tonight. Amen. Let them know, because I didn't come on Facebook Live last night. Let them know that I'm on the air. I have, I'm back in the city. Amen. We're back in the city. We're happy to be back home. Amen. Doing what God have called us to do. So we thank the Lord tonight for each and every one of you that are tuned in. Amen. Somebody say, is there a word from the Lord? Most definitely. There is a word from the Lord. We just magnify him tonight. We give God what's due him. So listen, y'all go ahead and share this, share this, share this. I've just shared it to Facebook. I just finally got through. Maybe you can get through as well. Go ahead and tag a neighbor, tag a friend, dial them up. Let them know that I'm on the air. Let them know that we're here tonight to deliver a message from the Lord. We are here to release what the Lord will want us to release tonight. And so we're excited. Amen. We bless him tonight. Hallelujah for each and every one of you that have joined us, that are tuned in. Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I just been talking to y'all and did not know that I was not. We give God glory tonight. We give him honor and we give him praise. The Lord is so magnificent. He's marvelous. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. Job said he may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I'm telling you, he's an on-time God. On yesterday, Facebook and everything was messed up. You couldn't get through. I tried to post, couldn't post. And so what I want to say tonight is that what are you going to do if Facebook shut down? There are some people who only preach on Facebook. But I'm not knocking that. Amen. Facebook is an avenue, is a tool that you use, that people use it for ministry, for friendship, right? For selling things. Amen. But what will you do if Facebook shut down, Instagram shut down? Will you go back? Will you start preaching in the church? Will you start preaching in the house? What will you do? You know, that's a question that I'm asking tonight. We have to use everything that God has given us in our power to use. So if Facebook is an outlet, yes, let that be an outlet. But make sure, people, that you always have a backup plan. Can I help you tonight? Make sure that you have a backup plan. Don't depend on Mark Zuckerberg or whatever his name. Yeah, Zuckerberg, right? Don't depend on nobody but Jesus, right? Because see, the Bible tells us, don't you put your trust in man, because man will fail you, but God won't fail. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll never fail you. So tonight we're not putting our trust in horses and chariots and all of these other things. We are putting our faith, our heart in the Lord tonight. Amen. I wish somebody would have tagged me and said, I don't hear you, and I would have quickly. Amen. Quickly, you know, check the mute button. Amen. Hallelujah. So I give God glory tonight. Hallelujah for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. Amen. I thank God for the work that she does and all the help that she renders to us. Amen. So I thank God for her and even all of her future endeavors. I know that they're going to be blessed. So tonight we want to get all the accolades out. I want to first give a shout out to my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. And our Forever Flowing Ministry family, my Body of Believers International Prayer Line family. Amen. Amen. We want to shout them out. Amen. Amen. Because they such a part of us, of me. Amen. We're connected to the rib. So we truly thank God for each and every one of you that plays such a great part in ministry and also in helping me build ministry and do ministry. You know, we cannot do ministry alone, really. But when God sent them out, he sent them out two by two. So that lets us know, that's an indication to us that we have to have someone that we can lean on when we need to lean on, and vice versa. So it's a twofold thing. So we do bless the Lord tonight. I hope that you guys have called people. I told the Body of Believers International Prayer Line that I would be on. I just shared it with Facebook. I didn't tell them. And so hopefully people will get the word and know to come on, you know, in. Amen. So I'm excited. I missed you guys. Amen. I missed you guys. But, you know, when minister calls, other portions of ministry, and when it calls, I have to go, you know, and do what the Lord have instructed me to do. So I just thank God even for favoring me, giving me the favor by man and him alone for this opportunity to speak to you tonight. So I don't take it for granted. I know that God could have chosen any other person, but tonight he's chosen me, so I thank him for that. I want to really thank God for each and every one of you that comes out on Tuesday night to hear me, amen, to hear the God in me and to hear what the Lord wants to convey to you. I think it's a blessing, amen, for those who, you know, faithfully just support, they come on and listen. That's support right there. Hallelujah. And, you know, so we thank God for that. But there's some of you who, you know, have not hooked up with me on Facebook Live. Some people are connecting with me on Facebook or coming through my messenger, and I have not met y'all personally. But guess what? It's okay, because we're still family. I believe that we are, you know, we all are part of God's body. So if we're part of God's body, that means we are connected as sisters and brothers in the Lord. So I thank God for this opportunity again. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going to go ahead and pray. Amen. We're going to go ahead, go to God in prayer tonight. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for your glory. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for being God all by yourself. Father, we appreciate you tonight. We appreciate you for what you're doing in our life, for what you have done, and those things that you are about to manifest. Father, I thank you now for manifestation. The Lord God is here right now. Those things that you promised us, oh God, the manifestation is here right now. So, Father, we're looking to you for answers, for clarity, for direction. We're looking to you, oh God, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for being gracious unto us, oh God. We thank you for allowing us to lie down on last night and to rise up early this morning in prayer, God. We lifted up our voices with praise and with the voice of triumph. So, Father, we say thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because if it had not been for you being on our side, we don't know where would we be. So, Father, we thank you tonight that we are here, standing because you made a way. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for the doors that you shut. Hallelujah, for our good. Father, we know that you know the plans that you have for us, and they are plans of good and not of evil, and you know our expected end. So, Father, we're going to yield to your plans for our lives. We're yielding, oh God, to your will for our lives. Lord God, help us to stay in the right posture. Lord God, don't let us get hot, prideful, haughty, but keep us humble, oh God, and we thank you tonight. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Y'all go ahead and put your sanctified hands together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Coming with you tonight. Amen. With another fresh word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the fire of God. Oh, Rabasandarabashek. I feel the fire of God. Listen, people. You know, we were talking, I was talking to one of my brothers, my younger brothers in the Lord, and we were talking on yesterday. Yesterday. We were talking. Yesterday, I got my days mixed up. And so he was just telling me, he was like, he says, listen, I was listening at this man talk about these people's children, and I'm like, wait a minute, but aren't you and their mother and father best friends? And he's like, yeah. He says, well, how can you love the mother and the father and you don't love their children, right? And he says, well, listen, He says, I told him, he said, listen, I got people, I have friends and their children are doing in and everything up under the sun. And he said, but the thing is, we all have different personalities, right? And so there's a time in your life that you have to grow. There's a time for everything, a time to plant, a time to pluck up, a time to live, a time to die, a time to cry, a time to mourn. For everything, there is a season, right? So you know, just because the children have different personalities, you shouldn't hate them, and yet you confess that you love their parents. It doesn't work like that. So what I'm trying to say to you tonight, how can you say that you love God? Come on, somebody. But you can't even speak to your Christian, your body of believing family, church family. You go to church and you will turn your head, walk down another way to keep from speaking to another woman of God or another man of God. But you say that you love them. How is it? You say, I love God, but you got siblings right here on earth that you won't even talk to. That seems contradictory, right? It seems like you're a hypocrite, right? Right. Oh, yes, it does. You love me, but you don't love my daughter. Well, baby, if you can't love me, if you don't love my daughter, I refuse to be, and listen, I will not connect with nobody that don't love my children. That's that, you're not going to be a friend of mine, but an enemy to them. It don't work like that. Yeah, my children got their ways, of course. Amen. They come from both sides of the fence. They got the father side nature and the mother side of the family nature. So they both sides of the fence. So one day they may be quiet and nice, and then another day they may tell you off. You understand what I'm saying? But you cannot love me and hate my children. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if my children are out of order, and you are a man or woman of God, and I know you, I expect you to check them. I give you the right to check them. See, that's what's wrong. Parents nowadays, if you check their children, they ready to cuss you out, fight you. I'm talking about fist fights, gun fights, knife fights. You know, and just for you telling the child, don't say that to her. That's not nice. You didn't cuss the child out. You just said with a low voice, don't say that to her. That's not nice. So they don't want you to they don't want you to hold their children accountable for their actions. They don't want you to say anything to their children. Excuse me, y'all pray for me tonight. They don't want you to say anything to their children. They want you to let their children do what they're going to do, and that be it. The moment you say something, even as a teacher, if you're an educator, there are teachers, y'all don't realize all that teachers are experiencing and going through. I'm talking about pre-COVID, before COVID. Our children would sit there and curse them people out, cuss them out, and tell them what they ain't going to do. And you can call my mama. She ain't going to do nothing. You can call my daddy. He ain't going to do nothing. I mean, I'm serious. So don't ever go around bragging on your kids and talking about what they won't say, because they will say a lot of stuff behind your back. And will have you embarrassed. I don't care how good they are at home. I don't care what kind of grades they're making at home. Let them get around other kids and they got a point to prove and something happens behind the scenes, they will cuss. Yes, they will. And they will lie. Can I help y'all tonight? You say, but now my kids don't cuss and they don't lie. Well, mama and daddy, you cuss and you lie. So what makes you think your children ain't going to do it? Come on here. Come on here. They may not say all the mother cuss, them big cuss words, but cussing is just cussing. You know, them all them other kind of words. But they will cuss and they will lie. They'll lie to you. Yes, they will. Why? Because they're children. Amen. And grown folks will lie too. Lord, help me. Lord, help the liars tonight, because they're going to have their own place in the lake of fire. My God. The Father says a liar can't tarry in his sight. But I came to bless y'all this afternoon. I'm not going to be long with the word, so y'all might as well come on and catch on really, really quickly. My voice is cutting up, amen, but I'm working with what I have, amen, hallelujah, because it ain't about my voice. It's all about you listening to the message, amen. If you can hear what I'm saying, Lord, help later by Sunday. If you can hear what I'm saying, amen, and get it, that's good enough, okay? Hallelujah. I just thank God tonight. I'm really excited about what God is doing. This is my new year, so I want to say Happy New Year to every one of you. Amen. We have crossed over September. Amen. And October is our first month of the new year. So we are in the first quarter of our new year, 5782, according to the Jewish calendar. Amen. So it's a Happy New Year, so we're starting things off right. Make sure that y'all go ahead and sow your first fruit seed offering so that you will sow big, sow your first check of the new year so that it'll catapult you for the whole year. It'll set the tone for how wealthy you going to be this year or how broke you going to be this year. Amen. I said it. I'm not going to take it back, right? Because when you penny pinch with God, but you need him to do big things, if you don't sow big, you ain't going to get big, right? Hallelujah. So we just bless the Lord tonight. Y'all go with me in the paperback book to Numbers. Go with me to Numbers, the 23rd chapter. Somebody said they heard me the whole entire time. Well, if y'all did, that's just awesome. That's wonderful. It was on mute, so I don't know what my phone is doing. I got to be more careful, right? Got to be more careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, you know, I might have been talking about Mr. Cucumber and how he was doing Mrs. Tomato and then how Mr. Mustard wanted to come in. And so I got to be careful, right? Because you never know if I don't have it on mute and I'm talking about Mr. Cucumber. But a potato head, and, you know, they got a mix going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us go to Numbers, the 23rd chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin. I'm going to go, I guess, start at the 18th verse. Glory to God. If you have it, say you have it. If you're coming, say you're coming. Amen. And he took up his parable and said, "Rise up, Balak, and hear, hearken unto me, thou son of Zippor." Verse 19, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good?" This is a question. Oh, my God. I'm going to go back over this. God is not a man that he should lie. Mm-hmm. That's a statement, all right? Neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Has God ever told you something and he didn't do it? My God. Or have he spoken and he shall, or have he spoken and shall he not make it good? That's another question. If he said it, haven't he did what he said he was going to do? Oh, Lord. So there was a woman on Instagram, and she began to say that the body of Christ need to be mad with God, need to be angry with God. And if you a believer, you know what I'm talking about. You ought to be mad with God. You ought to be, y'all asking God. You need to ask God to forgive you. What she's saying was we need to be mad enough with God to ask God. We need to be forgiving him, not him forgiving us. That's what she was saying. So, and then she had a lot of people, church folk, agreeing with that myth, binding it into that hypocrisy. See, the thing is this, y'all better hear and know what a person is saying. You better know and read the word for yourself. You ain't got not one reason do you have to be mad, angry with God that you got to tell him you need to forgive him. What gave you the audacity to think that you have what gave you the balls? Hallelujah. A female to have balls to say that you need, we need to be forgiving God. I don't care. Death might come. It's already written. These are things that must happen. You are born and you must die, right? But if you die in the Lord, you shall live again. All right. You may lose your house. You may lose your car. Whatever may happen. If God allowed it to happen, because nothing happens unless he allowed it. If he allowed it to happen, he's going to get something better to you. See, that's what y'all fail to realize. You get so caught up on the oh, Lord, I'm embarrassed. I lost my house. You ain't the only one, baby, that lost your house. Right? You lost it. So what? God will give you double for your trouble. It's how you go through a situation. We go through murmuring, complaining, fighting, scratching, kicking, cussing, lying. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We go through doing all these things, and that's what takes you longer to come out. Listen, God already told you your ending before you went through. He said that you win in the end, that you are victorious. You are an overcomer. So you already know in the end you're going to win. So why don't you just shout right now and give thanks while you're going through. Praise them while you're going through. Because the more you praise them, the more things going to open up. The more you get crazy for God, the more things, and the quicker, the faster you're out of that thing. But no, you want to go through. I don't know why God did this to me. I don't know why he put this burden on me. I was doing right. I thought I was living right. God don't love me. He don't love. You got a pity party. And you ain't getting drunk. Oh, I said what I said. Some of you cry river. You got a pity party. You want everybody to get pitiful, get misery love company. You got a pity party, but you ain't getting drunk. Listen, I'm trying to tell you now, the way you come out of your predicament, the way you come out of your situations are, is to praise your way out. And thank your way out. Thank, be thankful. Hallelujah, because he could allow you to die in your mess, in your sin. But he didn't see fit to let none of those things be. You could have been homeless. Come on here. You could have been on the bridge. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But you might have lost your house, but God allows you to go to a stay, a hotel where they do the extended stay. And then from that, you went to a home. Well, some people can't even get in the extended stay. You got to look at the big picture. God still provides. Woo, Lord, have mercy. He still provides for his people. Lord, have mercy. But you want to go through, oh, he don't love me. All that praising, I be doing all that sowing. I mean, and I done gave this and I done gave. Lord, have mercy. You don't, I done got tired just saying all of the stuff, the foolishness that y'all do. And you think that's going to move God, that don't move him. Your obedience to him moves him. You going through and you obeying, you yet obeying. You know you ain't got all the money, but they say, the Lord say, or the man of God or the woman of God said, the Lord say, so 57:82. And you said, Lord, I ain't got it, but I'm going to get it. Because I know because they said it, and they ain't not about no money. They saying it to help me get out of my predicament. I'm going to sow. As soon as you sow, boom, there it is. See, that's a person who knows that. And sometimes we have to sow out of our needs. You may only have enough money to pay your rent, but you know you hear God, and so God said it, and you're gonna move out on it. Guess what? You just caused yourself to get the biggest blessing. You just caused your pain, come on here, to be turned into joy. You just caused your life from being look like you were going through hell. Now you triumphant over the enemy because the enemy thought it was going to take you 2 years to get out of this mess, but God expeditiously got you out within a month's time. You are in and out in a month's time because of your faith, because of your obedience, because of your praise, because of your fasting, because of your expectancy. You expected God to do a miracle for you. And guess what? He did just what he said. All right. I'm going back tonight because I just came by to tell y'all this. I ain't come to be wrong. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now this ain't Apostle Hunter. The word says God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? My God. And see, this was talking about, and behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. It won't be reversed. Can I tell y'all tonight what the enemy tried to do to you? What he tried to do to you and think that God wasn't going to back you. Well, God says, what I'm getting ready to do for you, it will not be reversed. I'm getting ready to bless you, and they cannot reverse it. The devil cannot reverse it. What I'm getting ready to do for you, the devil tried. He thought all that he fought for. He fought for your demise. He fought to bust up your marriage. He fought to, to stop you from going to school. He fought, come on here, for you to stay in the hospital. He fought. Glory to God, for your whole family, the entire family to come up against you, to rise up against you. He fought for it to happen, but God said, I'm blessed, and it won't be reversed. Hallelujah. The devil can't reverse it. Satan, you got to take your hands off of God's people, because God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the Son of Man. He ain't got to repent because he's God. If he said it, he going to make good on it. If he said it, he going to bring it to pass. And if his word come back to him, he said, my word shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that what I sent it to do. So that means if God's word comes back, he might have changed his mind and do something else, but his words will never return to him void. They always have an assignment. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God has an assignment. It has an assignment. It has an assignment. And it has to accomplish that what God sent it out to do. And if it comes back to him void, and if the word should come back to him void, that means God has another plan. He's going to shoot another bow and arrow. He's going to shoot it some other way. Listen, God can change his mind because he's God. He can do whatever he want to do. You're not God. So you can't tell God, no, I don't do it like that. See, that's why y'all mess up. You trying to tell God how to bless you. Baby, if you've been asking God for a blessing, God allows somebody to hit you in the car from behind. Your car, the back of your car may be tore up, but ain't nothing about you damaged. The Lord allow you to, he allow you to get a lump sum of money from a car accident. And you can't tell God how to bless you. Can I help you tonight? Stop trying to tell him how to bless you and just be in a receiving mode. So whatever way the money comes, you need it. Whatever way it comes, say, Lord, I thank you, right? And some of you preachers with your religious self, the Lord trying to bring the drug dealers out from doing drugs, and you ain't got a plan for them. You got to have a plan. You got to have a mind to talk to them. You can't just tell a drug dealer, well, you didn't come off the street. Well, how else is he going to survive? You got to have a plan for him. You got to be able to give him steps, tools to use. You got to give him strategies. So when he give you his dope and his money, he got a way now. Hallelujah. Yeah. He got a way to stop selling drugs and now become a kingdom financier. He can put all his money into the kingdom that he made and let God give him businesses. Yes, businesses where he employed people for the good and not for the bad. That was a clap right there. I'm going to clap myself. Because see, we don't shout on what we need to shout on. You're an excellent pastor, but you don't know how to have a plan for the people. You got to have a plan for these people that are coming off the streets. You got to have plans for people that are coming into the ministry for the first time. They don't know how. You got to know how to help them be good stewards over what God has blessed them with. You just can't talk and do a song and a dance and just on Sundays, baby. You got to teach the people. The people need to be taught the word. You as leaders, we have the authority as an apostle of the Lord. I have the authority to teach them how to grow their money, to teach them how to grow their crops, to show them how to be an investor, to show them these things so that they can do for their family. Amen. We ought to be able to bring every drug dealer out the streets. Oh yeah, I said what I said. Y'all worship these people when they come in, these stars and everything. They come to church once out a whole year. And y'all want to reverence them when they come. You want to put them on a pedestal. And the same one, just because they are stars and everything, they don't put $15,000 in the church, and it wouldn't even hurt them. I'm just saying. And when they do it, because I'm going to say this, there was some stars went to this church, big name, proper name church, mega ministry, and it was a controversy because he gave a check. And people were saying that he gave the church $15,000. And he came back and said that was a lie. He didn't give them no $15,000. And so, it was a big, big being on the radio talk, you know, concerning that. So what I'm saying is, just because they are an actor, that don't mean they don't want to sow into the church. Some of them don't want to sow. I'm telling you. So, but you'll have somebody, God will send a drug dealer in there. I've seen it happen. Throw all of his drugs on the pulpit and the money. Took it all out of his pocket and said, that's it for me. Right through it at my feet. I'm telling you what I know. So God want to do that, but you got to have a plan for them. You just can't tell them, you need to come off the street selling drugs. Listen, that's their way of life. Some people had to do what they had to do. Listen, y'all better stop fouling your mother because she worked all, I've seen her work 2 or 3 jobs. Well, she did what she had to do to provide for her family, because where was your pappy? We ain't going to talk about that. Your pappies wasn't in play. It takes a real man to be a father. I said what I said, and I won't take it back. It takes a real man to be a father, and even if it's not your biological father. And the Lord sent a man in your mother's life to help her with her children, and that's not trying to sexually abuse them, mentally abuse them, that love their mother and try to help her raise her children. That's a father right there. And I hate it when people say, oh, he's a stepdad. He ain't no stepdad. He took the place of the real dad. So he's a father, amen, in my book. But yeah, and you got to get, walk in forgiveness because your mom worked. She had to do what she had to do. You better thank God she wasn't sitting at home on her tail waiting on a darn check from the social services and all of those different agencies. I'm waiting on a government check for 4 children and they ain't giving you but $280-something a month. Come on here. But then you get maybe $600 or $800 in food stamps. That ain't no money to take care of no family. I don't care if she is on Section 8. So you ought to thank God for your working mother. She worked. So she got work ethic. You need to pattern yourself behind that and have work ethic instead of waiting on the government to take care of you. I said what I said. But we got to have a plan for the people leaders. I'm speaking to you tonight. But everybody, I'm coming back. I'm going to come on back over here where I was. Hallelujah, because I feel myself getting a little happy. Shout out, I say, glory to God. God is not a man that he should lie. I don't know what they told y'all. God can't lie. He cannot lie. He cannot. God is not a man, one given to lies, and not a son of man changing his mind. Does he speak and not do what he says? Does he promise and not come through? God always come through. If God said it, that's the thing. He's surely going to bring it to pass. So we got to figure out now, is God saying it? Oh, my son, that I say. Listen, God can speak through his people. And if they say it and they say that the Lord said it, and if God said it, you can best believe it's coming to pass. Some of you may say it may take 20 years because God be trying to work something out of you. It may take a year. It may take a month. It may take a couple of days. If God said it is what you need to be worried about, it shall surely come to pass. I won't take it back. If he said it, you can go to the bank and cash it. I'm telling you, his word is his bond. He doesn't lie. He don't have to lie. Hallelujah. He ain't got to make up no lies. He is, oh my son, that I say, he's God. He don't have to make up no lies to us. Glory to God. Man will lie, but God can't lie. Hallelujah. Does he promise and not come through? Every time he promises, he come through. Sometimes because you've asked for things from God, he didn't move when you thought he should move, and so you forgot about the promise that he made you. And then so God would be like, well, you have not brought it back to my remembrance. God wants you to bring things back to his remembrance. He already know. He don't forget nothing, right? But he wants you to bring it back. He want to see if you can remember what he promised. Some of you put the promises on the shelf, and now just sitting up there collecting dust. And it hadn't manifested because you done forgot about it. And then now God done blessed you with something else. You done forgot about this promise, though, that he made you. So I'm trying to tell y'all tonight, whatever God promised you, you need to take it back off the shelf. You need to dust it up, clean it up, bring it back to his remembrance, repent over it, ask God to forgive you because you forgot about that one thing. God, that's one thing God done all promised a lot of us. And I'm waiting on mine. I'm waiting on the manifestation because it's here right now. Lord have mercy. We ain't got to wait till the battle is over. It's here right now. I'm getting to walk in everything that God said I can walk in. Glory to God. Because he's not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. Does he promise things and he don't bring it through? Oh, no, he ain't finna promise nothing that he don't bring through. If he said it now, it's coming to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just got to get to realizing that he ain't going to lie to you. He ain't come to lie to you. He ain't come to fail you. He will not fail you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's not a God that'll leave you nor forsake you. He's not a God that, see, what happens is we give up on him. We give up on God. We leave God. And the place we left God at is the same place he's waiting on us to return, to come back to him. He doesn't leave the spot where you left him. He's still out with his arms stretched out. But listen, the day and hour is here of reckoning where you won't be able to go back to that door, right? So you better get it together. Ain't nobody trying to scare you. We just telling you the truth. It is time. Everybody ought to be on their face before the Lord. In order for you to go to the next level, you're going to have to do what it takes. And that comes with much fasting and praying. You need to be praying and seeking the face of God like never before, like you're losing your mind. It is imperative that you pray and fast. It's imperative. We are in the end time. God is soon to return. And I'm saying it and I'm feeling it even more every day. He's soon on his way back. And because he's soon on his way back, he has a remnant of people that he has chosen for the end times. You got end time prophets. You got end time apostles. End time evangelists, teachers, and pastors that are in time for such a time as this. And God has given knowledge, he's given strategies so that we'll be able to make it, because the days are getting ready to get rough, people. As a prophet of God, I hate to say it, but we're getting ready to go through some hard times. Amen. The world is getting ready to be turned upside down. You hear me? Hallelujah. People are going to lose their jobs because they don't want to get the immunization or the vaccination, and I don't blame them. Hallelujah, because you will find out that the people who don't have the vaccination in their bloodstream are living and have not even had the vaccine and not had even had COVID, nor Delta, nor Lambda. So I'm saying to you tonight, trust God. Now, people said, well, you need to trust the process. Well, I disagree about trusting the process. I agree. This is me now. I'm not everybody else. Everybody say what they want, but this is what I'm saying. I agree that I will trust God in the process. I'm not going to trust the process because the process may be longer than what I'm willing to go. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to trust God while I'm in the process that he will quickly bring me out. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He that shall come, he will come, people, and he ain't going to tarry, meaning you ain't going to have to wait because he's coming. He's coming in the wind. He's coming in the rain. God is showing signs daily. He's coming with the fire. He's advancing his people. God is on his way back. It is time for you to get before him right now while you have breath in your body. Don't you wait too late. Don't you get caught out there with your works undone because you may not can run in. Time to get it right. Everybody, this is a word for everybody. Come on in while you still have time. Atheists, come on in. Satanists, come on in. Switch partners. Come on the Lord's side. Do what the Father told you to do. Hallelujah. God is raising up a remnant of people, and they are ready. They are armed and dangerous. They are no match in the Holy Ghost. They come in to tear down Satan's kingdom. His kingdom is already living in operation. Hell is in the shape of a female, and she is enlarging herself daily. Hell is going to be, Lord, I'm telling you, hell is going to be bigger than, probably bigger than heaven. Because there's so many folks going to hell, so it ain't even funny. And they want to go. What can we do when they want to be there? All we can do is pray and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When you don't know what to do, don't you vow, stand. When you don't know what to do, stand still until his will is clear to you. Stand. But don't stand for foolishness. Stand for the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to leave this with you because it's so important that whatever the enemy trying to do to you right now, if you are under attack, you are right on target for God to bless you. If you are under attack, you are right on target for God to bless you. God is getting ready to bless you. He's getting ready to reward the faithful. Everybody is not in judgment, but hallelujah. And so he's getting ready to reward us, right? but you got to stand still. You can't be caught going, you know, can't be jumping ship. You can't be lackadaisical. Today you feel like a nut, tomorrow you don't. So listen here, you got to, oh, Lord, we bind the double-mindedness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray to this afternoon that the people's mind, this evening, that the people's mind will come back. We'll line up, amen, hallelujah, that this mind that is in Christ Jesus is also in them. Lord God, I ask, speak tonight that you regulate the minds. I know that you're a mind regulator. I know that you're a heart fixer. And tonight, God, I'm asking that you regulate the minds of your people. Lord God, those that have been tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, Father God, I ask that you bring them back to the fold. Father God, I ask that you just correct those things which are in them that make them want to do wrong, God, God. Ah, shana masuri anda basaya. Correct those things which make them want to do wrong, Father. Lord God, they had, Lord, that you created them, oh God. They your people, God. So tonight we ask that you just have mercy. Oh God, extend your mercy toward them tonight, Father. And we just give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Lord, we honor you tonight, oh God. For there is no God like you, and there's no God greater. And Father, I thank you tonight that you are not a man that you should lie. You have never lied to me, God, and you will never lie to me. Neither are you the son of man that you should have to repent. If you said it, God, if you said it, I'm standing on what you said. What God said, if he said it, he's going to make good on it. And he's going to bring it to pass. And I want y'all to get that in your spirit. Stop letting folks tell you, oh, God, he don't bless nobody. He ain't finna bless y'all. He ain't you. Listen, God want to bless you. He want to see you do. He says, above all, I wish that you were prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. God does not want us living beneath our privileges. He does not want us living as if we don't have a father. Amen. He want to give us good gifts because he's our father, right? So stop making folks have you believe that God doesn't love his people. Why wouldn't he love us? He created us, right? Yes, we do things that hurt, that grieve him, but we got to stop grieving the Holy Spirit. And you grieve the Holy Spirit by everything. When he comes upon you, you try to shun it, or you don't want to speak in your heavenly language, or you fight back the tears, or you too afraid to say hallelujah. You better stop worrying about what people got to say because you are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. You better stop allowing their opinions of you to stop you from doing what God called you to do, because guess what? They're going to talk about you when you're doing God's will, and they're going to talk about you when you ain't. So what difference does it make? And you're going to let a sinner keep telling you you ain't who God says you are? You're going to let a sinner keep telling you you shouldn't go to church and praise God? You're going to let a sinner keep you out of heaven? Well, then if that's the case, then you ain't got what you say you got. Because you said, if you follow the Holy Ghost, why would you let a sinner keep you from doing God's will? They didn't obey God. They missed their opportunity. And so now they're going to try to keep you from missing yours. I'm telling you, you better get some holy boldness and look to that spirit and tell them, listen here, I'm going to serve God. I refuse to bow to you. I refuse to bow to Baal. Come on here. You know who God is. Amen. I just want to leave that with y'all tonight. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should have to repent. If God told you he's going to do something, believe him. Take him at his word. Take him at his word. Amen. Hallelujah. I love you guys tonight. We're going to close the book. Amen. We bless the Lord for the word of the Lord. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. And guess what? God said he want to bless you, and the devil can't reverse it. It won't be reversed. So y'all can stop letting, ooh, Lord have mercy. I just can't get over y'all. I mean, really, you God done brought y'all from a mighty long way, and one sinner gets up and come up against you, and you want to go back. For what? I'm telling you, you can't be in the army because they ain't going to put you on the front line. You'll never make front line material because you letting folks stop you from being the best you that you can be. The devil is a lie. Him, his ugly mama, his wife, and his ugly children. Oh, yeah, that I didn't know the devil had children. All right, then. I'm going to leave that alone. Glory to God. Y'all didn't know the devil had a wife either, right? The Satan... Lucifer was not the only fallen angel, right? He took some people with him. He brought some with him. Amen. That's just like Misery Love Company. You going through, you're going to bring others in your mess. You're going to try to get everybody else to be crying and sliding and feeling bad and sorrowful and depression coming and everything else. And that's because that's what you're experiencing. But the devil is a lie. You're going to get going depression by yourself, baby, because I'm not going with you. I pray for you, but I'm not going in depression with you. I'm not going to have a pity party with you. If anything, I'm going to make you mad because I'm going to tell you to shut up. Suck it up. Listen, we were born warriors. We ain't got no reason around here crying like a newborn baby as if we ain't got no daddy that's going to bring us out. Our father bring us out every time. Come on here. Every trial, he brought me over. For every mountain, he brought me over. I'm telling you, he always saw me through. For every blessing, that's why I say hallelujah. And Lord, for this tonight, I give you praise. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, we are through with that. Let's go ahead and open up these phone lines. Let me see who's out there tonight listening in. I thank you for tuning in, everybody. Glory to God. Whew, hallelujah. Got a few more minutes, so y'all need to come on really quickly. Tell me your name, city, and state. Tell me where you're chiming in from. And if you got a prayer request, we need you to speak it really quickly. Amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Are there any callers out there? Thank you very much for letting me know. Callers, you're on the air. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I guess ain't nobody out there tonight, so amen. I'll just finish talking it on out. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know some of you may be eating. Hallelujah. You're just eating the word, but if you have a prayer request, you can just shout. Give me a shout out. Let me know. You're on listening. I appreciate that. Amen. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me out there tonight? Dr. Kimmy Kim, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. Okay. Can y'all hear me? We're having a little difficulties. Hallelujah. Can y'all still hear me? Somebody text me. Let me know if you can still hear me. Glory to God. If you can still hear me, let me know. It's my phone. Somebody say it's my phone. So what is my phone doing? Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So, Dr. Kimmy Kim, can we open up the phone line?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Okay. I was saying hello. Like, we couldn't hear. Like, we couldn't get through. We kept hearing you saying, but we can't talk.
Okay, now you're on.
Yes. How you doing, Mom?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine. Calling from Houston, Texas.
Whoop, whoop. Who's Houston in the house? Amen. God bless you.
Paula Knight, Monroe.
God bless you. How are you, woman of God?
I'm
good.
Wait a minute. You say you good?
I'm weak.
You weak?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight. We have been praying for you on the prayer line as well. But Father, we thank you tonight for the woman of God. Father God, she says that she's weak. And Father, you know her condition. You know all about her because you are the original manufacturer of her body. So Father, we speak to her body right now that it would line up in divine order. We speak tonight, God, that your will be done in her life. So, Father, we ask that you will heal her expeditiously, expedite the time because she's already healed. Father, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the manifestation of her healing right now in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that you cover her from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet. Father, right now, give her strength, Father, strength from on high, strength in her mortal body, God. Let everything line up, even her blood pressure, even her high blood pressure, even sugar diabetes, everything that will cause her to be weak, God, fatigue. Lord God, we ask that you strengthen her bloodline, strengthen her, Lord God. God. Strengthen her right now. Lord, bring everything to normalcy. Let her blood levels be normal, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we take authority right now over her body. Father, we give you praise right now for the woman of God. We give you praise for this vessel, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we count it done tonight. We count it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Not about shit. Minister Rodney?
Yes, ma'am.
On?
Yes,
amen.
Ma'am.
How was your day today? All is well?
Yes, ma'am. It's good. How's your day?
Well, one of those days. Tell you about it in the morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. I bless the Lord for you. Amen. How did your son do? Well, he don't know how he does. He don't attest just yet.
He said that it was a little hard. He probably just going to take it over. He's going to be waiting on the results.
Yeah, we always get better grades. You know, that's okay. You know, nothing wrong with that. But we'll keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen. That he will get the highest grade that he can get. You know, all he just needed enough for full rise, and that's all we're praying for, a full ride in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you for what you're doing in the last son's life, and we praise you. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for calling in. I love you.
Later.
Good evening. Good evening. This is KB from Brookhaven. I just want to say thank you, and we love you for that word, and have a good night.
Thank you so much, KB, for joining
amen.
In.
Amen.
I appreciate God for that and for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Keep waiting patiently on the Lord, woman of God, because he that shall come, he comes.
Thank you, Jesus. I receive it in Jesus' name.
He's coming. He's coming.
I receive it.
And the good thing about it is it can't be reversed. Ah, yes, Lord.
I receive that word. Thank you.
Listen, the verdict cannot be reversed.
Thank you.
God said, if I'm going to bless you, the devil can't reverse it. My God.
Thank you.
So we just got to stand to see the salvation of the Lord. Those Egyptians, those bill collectors we dealt with on yesterday, we ain't going to see him no more.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We won't see him no more. Never again.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Because
we ain't going to do the same thing we used to do. Come on here. Yes,
amen.
Lord. We gonna,
amen.
We're going to do it
Jesus.
Better. We're going to do it better and greater. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I praise God
amen.
For the victory, for your victory. You walk in it.
Thank
you. Rejoice
thank
in
you.
The Lord.
Thank
always
you.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Because you ain't
amen.
Seen nothing yet. And I'm going to teach y'all about this Blessed by Association. It's really going to bless y'all. Because you're going to see
thank
how
you.
People that you know are connected, that are watching and paying attention, that are connected to you, how God is going to bless you, and then you're going to be able to bless them.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I bless
evening,
the Lord.
Apostle.
Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Good evening, Apostle. How are you?
God bless you. I'm well. How are you doing, woman of God?
I'm blessed. How are you? That word was awesome.
Hey, man, God bless you. Tell me where you're chiming in from, woman of God.
This is Minister Rakita calling in from Mount Vernon, Alabama.
Alabama's in the house tonight. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. Hallelujah. The blessing. You just hold on. Hold on. God say, hold on what you got. Don't you move. Hold on right there. Hold it. Hold it in the road.
Amen. Because
you might miss your blessing. Say, hold it in the road.
Yes,
just hold still.
Yes,
he says, hold still. Because you don't need to miss nothing God got for you in the season. I'm trying to tell y'all, we ain't got time to miss
amen.
It. We done come too far
amen.
By faith, leaning on the Lord. So we cannot afford to miss it. So we got to stand still until his
amen.
Will is clear. So God said, hold what you got. And he's going to reveal more
amen.
To you as the days come. He's going to reveal more to you by what he means about hold what you got. Amen.
Okay. Amen. I receive that.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Stay on the line, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
blessings,
love you.
Everyone. It's Jessica from Connecticut.
Hey! Hey! Woo-hoo! Connecticut is in the house!
Yes! Woo-hoo!
What's up, my baby girl? How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am excited about what God is about to do. I'm excited. How are you?
I'm great. Excited as well. What a blessed word. Thank you very much.
God bless you. I miss you guys always.
We do too. We miss you too.
Already I miss you guys.
Definitely got to come out here.
Yes, ma'am. I'm thinking I'll be back in, I know I'll be back in December. But I'm going to let y'all know I'm going to come through. Oh, no, but I hope you come to this thing.
Before that, okay,
having.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I'm looking at the flight.
Well, I'm going to look as well. Now, let me look,
yes,
too.
Please.
So, yes,
please.
Yes, I sure will.
Because they were
but
high.
Listen.
They were a little bit high. They were a little
Amen.
Bit high. It could be because it was close to the date, but I'll keep checking.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to tell you this, the state remains faithful to the call that's on your life. I know sometimes you may not understand everything that the Lord is doing. Just say, well, Lord, I'm willing to learn. I'm just, you know, Lord, whatever you want to do with me, I'm willing. I'm here. You know, just make yourself available. Mm-hmm. Because God is going to do great exploits through you. So you just make yourself available for him to use you. You make yourself available for him to speak to you and guide you and tell. I even see dreams. I see God beginning to give you deeper dreams. I look like you've been a dreamer forever, but it was a period of time when you stopped dreaming. God said, dream again. He said, you shall dream again. But this time you're going to be dreaming prophetically. And so some of your dreams, when you wake up in the morning, every time you wake up after a dream, go ahead and pray. Sometimes you're going to see things, and what you see, I want you not to be afraid, because they're going to be just as it is. It's going to be just what it is. You're going to dream it, and it's going to be just like that. But you have the power to pray against it. You know, even if he's showing you death of a person or whatever, you have the ability to, you know, to counsel the assignment, to counsel the plan of the enemy in your sleep. But once you wake up, you must do it as well also. God said, I shall visit you in dreams. Hallelujah, because your dreams are, there's some things he's going to tell you in your sleep. And let me tell you why he's saying this. He says, I'm going to revisit you because you were a dreamer before. A long time you've been dreaming. He said, but I'm going to revisit you in dreams because now that's when I can catch you the most alert. I can talk to you and deal with you while you sleep than most of the time. So sometimes if I show you certain things, you're like, you know how you just shake your head like, oh, I don't want to see that. You know what I mean? Because you know about a person you don't want to see. And God says, he be like trying to show you and be like, mm-mm. You know, like turning it off, you know, because you don't want to see it. But God says, that's why I will show you a dream, because that's when you listen. You won't have no other choice but to see then, because you know, you're asleep. And so I reveal things to you. But just, you know, don't count it strange. Just see them and you have the ability to pray against. And then there are some things he's going to give you to warn the people. So, you very much are in the vein. God is grooming you for who you are. He's been grooming you for a long time. You know what I mean? It's just now you have the people in position to push you. This is what's getting ready to take place. It's going to be like you being thrust forward. It's like you're going to be thrust. You know what I mean? And so when I was there, when you bowed, when you went down, you know, and before me, God said that's how your posture is to him. That's the posture he wants you to be in and remain in. That's where he's going to bless you the most, if you're laying prostrate before him or when you're bowing down. Before him. I don't know who this young boy is that is connected to you. I don't know if you have children or anything. I don't know anything about you, but I see this young boy. He looks to be around between the ages of 7, 8, 9, 10-ish. And he may be older, but this is the age, he just looks a little young, you know. But he's a boy that I see him connected to you. I don't know how he's connected. He could be a son, a nephew, cousin. But he's close to you enough to be up under you, right? So he's like he's
I have
up under you.
Two sons and two daughters.
Okay, then. There it is. Okay. All right. But this one particular son that I'm talking about, it's like you're really crying out to God for him. He's, you know, going through some changes and some challenges.
Yeah.
But the Lord said his hand is upon him. So he's going to be different. Okay? He said he's going to be different. Hallelujah. But the hand of the Lord is on him, right? And yeah, he may be going through some things, going through some attacks, some pick-ons, and people not understanding him and yada, 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 all these different things, and they saying this and that and that. But guess what? This is a man of God. He's a child of the Most High God, and God shall use him. God will use him. God is going to use him. Watch it. Watch it. And now I want you to redirect the way you pray, because the way you pray, and now God wants you to strategically pray for him for the prophetic anointing that's on his life. God said, cover that anointing.
Oh, God. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Cover
that
just came home from prison. So.
Ha! Shit about Sunday by school.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
He knows the plans that he has for you.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
How old is he?
He's 20.
How old was he when he went in the system?
He was like 16, so it was like on and off, and then this last time he did like 2 years straight. So this is like his first time home, and he's only been home like a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Mhm.
Lord
and
God.
And I've heard it as well plenty of times that he belongs to him, but for some reason he was just running with the wrong crowd, and maybe, you know, God is turning things around because he got blessed with a great job, which I believe was favor.
And blessed by association. Can I say that?
Yes.
Because of your prayers. Because of your covering him. That's why, didn't I tell y'all earlier I want to keep on that? Because y'all really don't realize the extent of how being blessed by association. You can be connected to somebody and don't even realize that the reason why God have you connected to them. And then, boom, out of nowhere, things begin to open up for you. That's what a prophet does. We unlock, unleash. We speak things into existence, things that may not have never been, not even seen to you or nobody else. And we can speak it, and it'll manifest because God honors his word. My shit, I'm on fire. So God is good. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The favor is on you, woman of God, right now. Glory to God. I see many women coming into the Lord. You're going to bring many souls in. Glory to God. God is just amazing. He's just amazing. Y'all, since I'm on here, I might as well go on and take up the 20-some more minutes. You know, I'm going to just stay on the night. I ain't going to just leave y'all, so I'm here. But continue to bask in the presence of the Lord. There's a peace that's on you right now, the peace of God that surpasses our understanding. The peace of God is resting on you. God is even adding peace, putting peace in your home. Even as you walk through your house and speaking in your heavenly language, just walking through your house, the peace of God. God is putting things back in order in your home, ma'am. Even in your life, God is putting things back in order. You hear me? God is getting ready to separate you from a couple of women. It's three women. I see three that he's going to separate you from. And it's for the good. It's not to hurt you. Not to hurt them, but it's for your good. He's going to do it for your good. He says because they're so attached, and because they're so attached, they tend not to want to respect the anointing that's on your life. So God said, I'm going to move you out of the equation. He said because there's a little disrespect because they're so used to you. They have become familiar, and because you help them, you help them. You know, they think that y'all girlfriends, no. God is elevating you. That, you know, you can't hang out with them like that anymore. That kind of relationship is null and void. God says, I'm elevating you in the realm of the spirit. And so, therefore, you got to be walked in the walk that I've called you to walk in. And so they have to see you in that light. And so he'll separate you till they get themselves together. Now, once they get themselves together and want to come back with the respect, and let you help them and train them in the things of God, That'll be the only time that you will be, you know. But other than that, that you got to separate because you got to go up hither. You cannot stay mediocre. You can't even go to their low level. You cannot go back down from where God has raised
thank
you up.
God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you.
Glory
thank
to God.
So
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And God say all thank things you. New. I don't know what this means. All things new.
My God.
All things new. So when God tells me that, and that's why I can tell the prayer line, when God tells me all things new, that means for me to go get some new shoes because I'm getting ready to walk. I get a brand new purse. It's a designer purse. I don't care. I get a brand new purse with a brand new wallet to keep my money in. Come on. And my credit is got to get all things new. And that even means your attire. God is changing your attire. Your garments are changing. And so, therefore, all things new. That means a new bedroom set. Hallelujah. That means some new furniture. That means new clothing. You take the old clothing, give them away to people that are in need, people that are homeless. Bless the people, not nobody that's already got clothes. No, you got to bless somebody that's in need. See, that's how we miss it because we want you are, yes, you're always supposed to bless the leaders. I'm not going to say that, but I'm saying give to somebody who is in need of these items and can appreciate them, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And so, so and even new money. Hey, listen, take your old money back to the bank and ask for new money. Y'all don't understand. Catch it in the spirit. When you got old money in your pocketbook and God trying to do a new thing in you for you, and if he's trying to get all things new, that means whatever is old, you got to get rid of the old so you can get the new. Come on, out with the old, in with the new. Go back to the bank. Take your dirty money. All money is dirty anyway. Once you touch it, it's dirty. If it's new money, it's going to be dirty once it hits your hands. But what I'm saying is get the money where you can smell it and it smells new. And put that in your wallet. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
And even the coins. Now, watch your coins and see the age of the coins because old coins have value. And don't mess up your money. Don't take your silver back. Just keep your silver and because they're not going to want to they don't want us to have silver. Silver? Y'all better hear me. Get all the silver you can get because that's going to be the commodity. That's the way we're going to exchange money. It's going back to silver and gold because our paper dollar, the paper that our money is printed on ain't even worth money because your dollar value has depreciated, right? It has depreciated. You know how you can go in other countries and you can get so many this and that for our money. Our money has value in other countries. Now it don't even have value in the United States of America. It's not even worth the money. The paper is printed on. And that's the truth. And so money is just a note. It's a reserve note. The United States ain't even got no money. That's why y'all president talking about he getting ready to tax you for every. If you get $600 out of your checking account, he gonna tax it. Y'all watch. Well, I ain't telling y'all to watch the news because the king heart is in God's hand, and God's gonna turn that thing, people. And so I don't even get caught up in it. But anywho, get you some new money and a new wallet and a new purse. Hallelujah. New shoes, new clothing. Watch God. There's some things you said, God, I want to redo anyway. There's some things you want to redo. So God's going to let you redo it. And that even mean a new house, a new car. All that comes with new things. New location. God will relocate you, baby. He up. Then I, when I came in the outer church, I said, upgrade. It's time to upgrade. He getting ready to upgrade us, okay?
Upgrade.
Yes, Lord. Upgrade.
The
in the Holy Ghost.
After you prophesied, my whole room was full of angels. And my bedroom when I came home and turned off my lights. I was awake.
That night?
That same night. After you prophesied. I could not go to sleep. My whole room was full of angels. I couldn't really move my body, but I was able to enjoy the glory. I wasn't afraid either.
That's right. That's angels.
Praise God.
they be so big, you know what I mean? Except the cherubim, they really little short, little like little munchkins. That's what they really look like, you know, because I've seen them face to face. But they be, you know, the glory, you know, the angels, when you be hearing them over your house, they make that whoosh, 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 like a swashing noise. And that's their wings flapping. It's so big, you know? My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for even telling me. You know what I mean? Because some people be like, oh, she's just talking. Ain't nothing finna happen. I thank you for that testimony, woman of God, on this broadcast.
Thank you for this testimony.
It just encourages me, you know. Hallelujah. I know I hear from God. I know I can see well and hear. But sometimes we need to be encouraged by y'all's testimony. You know, people coming back and say, well, you know, you told me this or this was going to happen. It happened or it manifested. You know, that's a blessing. I received that in Jesus' name.
Yes. Definitely. It happened. It was actually a confirmation because it's been said in this last year. You was the third person to say it. So I know that it's time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Amen.
Then I read that. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much.
God is so amazing. He's so amazing.
Yes,
so amazing.
He is.
So amazing. Well, you are so welcome, woman of God. I love you. Stay in touch. I didn't come on last night. Facebook wouldn't let me get on. They wouldn't let me post anything. So I didn't even think I would be able to post to let the people know that I would be on tonight. But anywho, y'all made it, and I
thank
God
for it.
God
wanted me to see it.
Praise God. Wait, so you keep me lifted up in prayer, woman of God.
I definitely will. Yes, I will. And me too.
All right.
Thank
you
so much.
You'll get a chance to come on the prayer line in the mornings if we on there 7 days a week. So you be encouraged. You be strengthened. Tell your auntie I said hello here.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Apostle.
All right. Have a good one. God bless you.
Thank you, too. God bless you.
All right. And any more callers out there? Caller, you're on the air. Now, I'm staying with you for a few more minutes.
Good evening, Apostle Hana. I had to get on here. This is Minna Emerson from Brookhaven, so to make it even, Brookhaven is on the line. I really enjoyed you. Enjoy the word tonight. And like you said, if God said it, he would not reverse his word. So I'm just grateful for what you brought to us on tonight. And may God bless you and fill you back up in Jesus' name.
I receive it, Minister Emma. I accept it. Brookhaven, Mississippi is in the house. God bless y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are there any more callers out there? Hallelujah. I'm getting stopped up, y'all. God is not a man that he should lie. Maybe y'all just sitting and eating. But neither the Son of Man that he should have to repent if he said it. If he said it. You got to ask yourself the question. Did he say it Or was it make-believe? Or you heard something? You know how people are always talking about, well, something said. Well, it's something. Who is something? Is it God? Come on here. Or the devil. You know, some say God is going to want the one to tell you to do something good. The devil always tell you to do something bad. So you ought to be able to differentiate God from the devil. Amen. Caller, you on the air. If there are no more calls, I'm getting up off of here. Amen. Until next time, next week. Hallelujah. Bless the loving Savior. Glory to God. Amen. Dr. Kimmy Kim, if that's it, we're going to be out of here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, caller, you on the air. I hear the caller, but I don't hear them saying anything. Caller, you're on the air. Okay, then. We bless the Lord. So listen, you guys, meet me next month. No, meet me next Monday night. Facebook Live. Meet me next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Meet me here at the same bat time, same bat station. That's 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Meet me on this broadcast. Dial in the number. Call a friend and a neighbor. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter will be on. Amen. Let them know to come on and join us for a word of refreshing in the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God. So listen, hallelujah. If you would like to sow, y'all should know my sowing information. PayPal is paypal.me. /PastorSylviaHunter. My Cash App is, what is my Cash App? SylviaHunter 1260. Amen. God bless you all. Until next week, y'all be encouraged. Go in peace. Go in God. For God is real, and I love y'all. Shalom.
He's the first in the line.